Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 7:18 and it is a Valentine's Day. Right, I'm not a big Valentine's Day person myself, I have to say, but that's all right. Where the world is made up of very different people. What I am interested in is how big is online dating. And Paula Quincy is a relationships expert, author of Embracing Conflict and Embracing No. She joins us this morning. Thank you for doing so. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm well, thanks, and you?
So how big is this online dating world? You know, in the olden days, I guess we used to be introduced by our families to our neighbors, to people in the same neighborhood, and so it would go. But now, it seems with the world of online dating, anything is possible.
Absolutely. Anything is possible. And it is just the way that we live these days, where we live in an online digital world. And it is a huge industry, billions of dollars worth of industry. And, you know, that is where a lot of people spend their time these days, trying to meet somebody as opposed to the old traditional ways of being introduced to someone.
And of course, whereas that does open it up to people that might have been struggling to find the right person, it also creates a myriad of challenges, I would imagine.
Most definitely, especially when it comes to the risks involved with online dating. And I'm sure a lot of people have seen the latest documentary, Tinder Swindler. And, you know, that is how it's very real. It happens like that, where there are a lot of, I'm going to use the word predators, I don't like labeling people, but there are a lot of people out there that do prey on vulnerable people.
What confuses me about this is this Tinder swindler person, is it an online thing, or is it really just people that have met somebody online, fine, but the relationship goes offline? I mean, it becomes it just access to people, but that they've met online. Now it's just a normal relationship that's become very problematic because he's a predator.
Most definitely. You know, it starts out online, getting to know each other, building that trust and that rapport with this person, and then moving it offline so that you can then, you know, take the relationship further. And it can be, whether it be for financial gain, a lot of the times it is around financial gain, unfortunately, and preying on people that are vulnerable.
And I guess it's somebody is able to identify vulnerability. I mean, we see that in the real world as well, don't we, with sexual predators, with people who take advantage of kids or of anybody. They somehow have a sense of who is vulnerable and who isn't.
Absolutely. You know, it's the person out there that is feeling lonely and alone and just, you know, wants to be loved. And as a human trait, all of us want to be loved and want to be accepted. You know, it's part of our nature and our psyche. But when you're feeling alone and lonely and like you know, you don't have anyone in the world that cares about you, the first person that comes along and pays you some attention, you're going to gravitate towards that because that's what you're craving.
And especially in the case of the Tinder swindler, somebody who appears to have it all and they want you. It's very, very flattering, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, who wouldn't want to live the lifestyle, you know, and the lavish lifestyle and be spoiled like the Tinder swindler? You know, that it doesn't always happen like that, unfortunately. You know, that was an anomaly. A lot of the cases are, you know, the red flags to look out for are, When it feels or seems too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true.
A lot of listeners have messaged in whenever I've raised the subject of this to say, how could these women be so stupid? How could they not see what was going on? Why would they take out loans and assist? What happens during that process that eventually reaches a point that people would place themselves at risk like they have done in order to help somebody?
You know, people like this are so clever and manipulative. They know how to tap into your most vulnerable spots. And the most important thing that they go about trying to do is build your trust in them and get you really sort of, you know, hooked in on that level. And it can start in small little ways. You know, I just need 50 rand here, 100 rand there, or as in the case of Tinder Swindler, it was a lot more than that. And it starts off slowly with small little things, and it's manageable. We believe it because the story behind it is so convincing, and we've potentially already started feeling emotions and have feelings for this person. So of course we want to step in and help them. Who wouldn't want to help their loved one? That's what we do in our relationships.
Yeah, even if it does, because it actually means a declaration of love. The more we do, the more we assist somebody, and they depend on us for that. That becomes this cycle, I guess.
Yes, and I don't like generalizing, but women have a nurturing instinct, and we naturally want to nurture and take care of someone. And when someone has been paying us attention, we naturally gravitate towards that, and we believe the stories that have been told to us or sold to us.
And maybe because we want to do that, we want to believe that. So how do people protect themselves in this environment? One of our listeners using the word catfishing, which is obviously a huge a problem. That's kind of what this is in a way. How do people protect themselves? What are the signs to look out for?
I think very important is to go in to a dating situation, whether it's online or in person, with your eyes wide open. Don't dismiss what your gut instinct or that inner voice is telling you in terms of red flags. If something seems out of place, go there, explore it. There's no harm in being overcautious. But fake profiles, usually the photos are... And again, I'm generalizing. Mm. It's usually army soldiers or soldiers that are at the army or the war, or a good-looking person with a dog. It's usually those kind of sort of profile pictures. I'm not saying it's all, but it's generally those. Watch out for the language that is being used, if it's well-spoken language. But then look at things like spelling. Look at construct of sentences that you kind of get a sense that this doesn't sound really like this person's first language, And again, I'm not generalizing against people's, as English as a first language. But where there's a lot of spelling, a lot of mistakes, that kind of thing, be aware of that. The minute they ask you for money, whether it be 50 rand for airtime or whatever it is, red flag, don't go there. And if you are going to meet someone offline, let somebody know where you're going. Don't disclose your location. Even online, when you're dating online, don't disclose where you live or your location or where you're checking into places, because that can also be a way that these people can follow you and get more information and insights onto the lifestyle that you're living.
It's really fascinating. I love the thing about... I think I'm so offended by the dog thing now. It's so wrong. Soldiers and people with dogs, like, those are the things to look out for. But I hear it because it does build this, it gives us the sense of trust. Well, a soldier obviously is a person of, they fit into a system that is something that we value. Pets and dogs, obviously, if a person has a dog, they're a kind person, they're nurturing, they look after people, or they look after others. It's so interesting.
And sometimes, believe it or not, they also use children as well, to show that they're the sort of family type person.
Unbelievable. It's really, really very, very scary and so sad, as we said, because it does prey on people who are vulnerable, who are looking for the very thing that they are offering.
And absolutely. And then, the next most obvious step would be, well, Google this person and see how much information you can find on this person. Do they have profiles on other social media platforms? What do those pictures look like? Are they the same pictures? If it's the same picture plastered across every single social media platform, it's potentially a fake profile because they've used the same picture across every platform. If there's no variety of pictures, if there's only sort of a profile with three or four pictures, Also check when they opened the account. Is it a recent account? Is there some history on those social media accounts? You know, normally people have had a Facebook account for a couple of years, or a Twitter account, or even a LinkedIn profile. So really also do your homework as well and take the time getting to know the person.
Such valuable information. I really appreciate you joining us and talking about this on a Valentine's Day. We are talking and we have been speaking about online relationships, online dating, and some of the things to look out for. Paula Quincy, relationships expert, author of Embracing Conflict and Embracing No.